But also we need to set some boundaries. That was the second thing that she said, was she needed to set boundaries. She is actually married to someone else now, but she didn't wait until she was healthy to get married again, so she ended up marrying an alcoholic. So, but she stayed with him because she has been learning these things in her marriage, and so she has learned now to get close to the Lord. She has learned now to raise up support around her. She has learned now to set boundaries, and so that's something that she will do now. And so, like with her husband now, he's most evenings he's drunk, so she's just basically said, "I will not talk to you after this time of day." You know, she goes to her room, she does her Bible studies and different things like that, and then she, if he wants to talk, she will talk during the day. So she has set that boundary so that she is able to handle life. But you can't set a boundary if you don't recognize that the situation you were in is an unhealthy situation. And so you first have to see it like it is, recognize that it is unhealthy, and then set some boundaries, so what you are willing to allow. Basically, what you're wanting to do is have him take responsibility for his actions. Because oftentimes women will try so hard, they'll check up on their husbands all the time, they'll do all these things. What are they doing? They're taking the responsibility themselves instead of allowing him to take responsibility for his own actions. And then the last thing that she said was, don't try to go it alone, which we had talked about before, and which was really why she struggled so much, was that she had gone alone for so long. And so it's just so important that we have that fellowship, you know, whether it's a Bible study, a small group, you know, Bible study group, that you feel like you can trust those women, or wherever you can find it, there's support groups out there that you can get involved in. Now, maybe tonight you don't feel like anything that I've talked about really applies to you, but you could be that girlfriend for someone who's struggling. You could be that support for someone else. So having heard what you heard tonight, you can apply that when someone comes to you and you think, oh yeah, I remember, I heard about that. And so you can, so keep your eyes open, be ready to listen, be ready to support someone else who may be going through that struggle.